Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter. This is the 141st episode.
That's a lot.
I cannot believe it.
I think we're windy.
Oh, yeah, I bet we are. I know we just talked about this a few episodes ago. We didn't think we would get through one or two, but here we are. We just keep rolling, and strangely, people keep listening.
So thank you. If you are still hanging in there with us,
we do appreciate that.
We do.
And today we are going to talk more about our fall festival, Farm Fest, coming up October 10th.
This is our third or fourth annual, I think, that we've actually had a fall festival. And as we've talked about before, we didn't know for sure what we would do this year because of COVID. And, you know, the more we've talked about it and thought about it, we believe that because we have such a large space out here, that we can move forward with it.
Yes. So we are laying out some ground rules for all of our guests and vendors about safety and social distance, masks. And our goal truly is to promote safety wherever possible. We don't want anyone to get sick.
No, we don't want anyone to get sick. And I think if we have so much space here and we'll be able to have the vendors and the artisans that'll be doing demonstrations, they can be spaced out enough. And then the Luna Halos, the band, will be in the corn crib. So that'll kind of be their area where people won't be around them. And we should be able to hear them from pretty far away. So if people bring a lawn chair, there's 5.5 acres here. And we can stay away from each other. And when you can't, if you would wear a mask, that would be most helpful. Because we just want everyone to have a good time, but to not feel unsafe.
Or stressed or worried or anything like that.
Right.
So that is what we are lining up. And speaking of lineup, you mentioned the Luna Halos. But we have some other vendors coming to share their expertise and goods with us and our guests.
Yeah, we'll have some different people this year than what we've had in the past. We're going to do, of course, our stuff will be here.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, we've talked about we're probably going to do the majority of it outside. So a lot of our product will be under the red and white canopies that you're used to at the farmer's market. So we will allow limited number of people in the Merc. And I think that, you know, we can do that safely. It is a small building, but if we limit to like one household at a time, because we do have products in there that will not be good to be outside.
Right. So that is the plan for what we are offering, our jams, honey. We have some really cool art pieces that I think people will want to come in and see.
Soaps. I made these exfoliating butter soaps.
Those are so adorable.
I made some last week and we sold every one of them but one. So I have been busy again making more soap, and these are really cute. They all have honeybees or honeycomb or something on them, but they are really, really cute.
They absolutely are. And They are so soft and gentle and soothing to your skin.
Yes, they are. And they are very popular. So we'll have those. And of course, our shampoo bars and all the other typical things that we have. But we also will have Hazelland Farm will be here.
Yes.
And we're excited. They have been, I think, maybe to all of the festivals. And they'll have mushrooms. And Lauren makes absolutely amazing ornaments with flowers in them and wreaths. This year she's adding wreaths.
I can't wait to see those.
Oh my gosh. I saw a picture of them. They are going to be fantastic. So handmade, handcrafted, and they're just cool. Lauren and Brendan are cool people. So,
they are.
You know, they'll be here.
Four Little Pumpkins.
Yes.
They are so much fun and we'll have just a gorgeous variety of pumpkins. They'll have some stacks, I believe, some really interesting shapes and colors. We already have a preview and some of their pumpkin stacks here at the farm, so we're very excited about that.
Yeah, they've been here the last couple of years, and it's a family, and they're just adorable, so it's worth that, just coming to see how cute they really are. But they're pumpkins and pumpkin stacks, and oh my gosh, I just go crazy with that stuff.
There is nothing that says fall like pumpkins.
That's right.
The Klecks will be here, Greg and Lynn, and they are just interesting, fun people.
Oh,
and
talented.
Oh, so talented.
Yes.
They're going to be sharing with us some of their handiwork, possibly some chair caning, maybe some spinning of different fibers. So I'm really interested to see what they end up bringing and watching them at their craft.
Yeah, and Lynn has floral prints. She does amazing floral prints that we will have available in the Merc.
Yes.
And possibly, depending on the weather, she may be doing some of that here too. And we will have It's Metalish.
Yay!
From Paris. The owners of It's Metalish, the business owners, I have been friends with one of them, Lori, since we were in fifth grade. So a couple of years we've known each other. We were neighbors. We were tennis partners. We played basketball together. We were in band. And it's going to be awesome to have her here. And she has some really cool signs that are handmade. And she'll have some fall decor that will be great. Who knows, she might bring some Christmas. I don't know what all she'll bring, but it is really fun stuff. She does workshops, and we have done those before. So It's Metalish will be here. No, but it's going to be a full day, and we'll be open 9 to 3 that day.
And as a special feature, from 12 to 3, the Luna Halos will be playing in the corn crib.
And they are amazing. They play all kinds of different music, and there is just soothing, and I love to listen to them.
I do too. They are just a fun group of ladies.
So we will have a full day, and hopefully the weather will cooperate. That's what we're hoping for.
We are.
And if it's a day like we had last Friday when we were open, it would be really nice. It was a tad bit windy, but it was a little bit cool, but, you know, kind of got everyone in the mood for fall.
So we are looking forward to it. We have our fingers crossed for good weather. We are ready for everyone to come out and have a good time. Bring your lawn chairs. You can set up. We have a lot of space. So we're looking forward to seeing everyone again.
Yes, we are. And if it rains, I don't know what we'll do. We've talked about possibly having a rain date, but let's just hope that we don't have to worry about that. So
that's right.
So make sure you check out our social media and on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
I'll send some emails.
You'll have email, and we'll give you more information as it comes along. And we would love to see you at the farm. Something to do.
That's right.
And, you know, it's a short drive from Charleston, about 15 minutes from Charleston, about 15 minutes from Casey, and about 25 minutes from Paris. That, you know.
We are at the intersection of everywhere.
We are. I know. We're the crossroads of America. Oh, wait. I think that one's already taken.
Yeah, let's just be the intersection of everywhere.
Oh, okay. We'll do that.
All right.
So we're gearing up for Farm Fest. We hope to see you on October 10th from 9 to 3 at the farm.
That sounds awesome. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. Yeah. Something to do.
Yay.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.